Hey my loves, this is your girl XO Love Chica, and you're now listening to the XO Love Chica podcast. You can find me on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at XO Love Chica. This podcast is all about loving yourself to greatness. We will chat about family, fun, and relationships, and a little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Disclaimer, you are under no obligation to change your life unless you desire to change. Nothing changes if nothing changes, but if you're okay with improving your life as I improve mine, then under the sound of my voice, let's activate and manifest a whole new world. So now that we are clear, let's get into it. Okay, we're going to be talking about relationship scenes that are so effing outdated. This was my very first post a couple of days ago, and I was just, you know, writing my online thoughts. I write a lot, but I never post it. I never share it. I ghostwrite too, but that's a whole nother story. So here's my latest rant. In my subconscious mind, I was thinking, I'm overdoing it. My opinion, honestly, according to Reading Out With the Devil by Napoleon Hill. But here's my point of view on relationship scenes. So here goes something. These scenes are so fucking outdated and are literally trash as fuck. Most times you hear people say, all men are dogs, all women are hoes, men fake relationships, women fake orgasms. If you are faking a relationship or an orgasm, then there's some type of blockage and you weren't taught or taught yourself how to do better. The reason I say taught yourself, because sometimes growing up, our parents worked with what they had and they didn't know how to channel their higher self. All they had was one religion and they were taught by their grandmama and them or their aunties or uncles or whatever the case may be. Newsflash, nobody owes you shit but you. So stop expecting, you know, or feeling like someone owe you because nobody don't owe you. I used to think somebody owed me, but I had a newsflash. One Mercury retrograde and it just blew my mind that I realized that nobody don't owe me shit. If you're waiting for a savior, as my daddy would say, it'll be a cold day in hell. Which reminds me, you don't know nobody that been in hell or heaven and came back and told you their results. So while you have this life on earth, as far as we know it, why are you setting goals to live your best life in this lifetime, on this realm of existence? Because last time I checked, ain't nobody came back from the dead to redo this ish. So back to what I was saying. As a group, we can all do better. Yeah, I'm talking to us melanin folks. What blaming the other sex is going to do? Or blaming another race? But that's a whole other topic. I don't see other races do it. And if they do it amongst themselves, they do that. They do it amongst themselves. But you know, drama sells. But if you aren't getting paid like a scripted TV series or a reality show, then why do you do it in real life? History is bound to repeat itself if you don't face yourself and answer the hard questions. The hard question is that most people don't want to ask themselves because, you know, when you point one finger, it's pointing back, the other three are pointing back at you. We don't want to have accountability. And accountability is, what did I do to contribute to this? Everything is energy. Everything that comes to you, you have attracted in your life in some form or fashion, but most people don't want to, you know, accept that because that's too much accountability. My parents want the best to themselves or each other, but I don't sit around and blame them for my mistakes. I ain't gonna even lie, I used to, but blaming them didn't get me nowhere. Could they have known what I know now? How to agree to disagree, how to disengage in argument, and etc. Like, I know just thinking, if something makes me extremely upset, it's not going to be good. So that's why most times I'll disengage and take myself out of the equation. And no, I'm not a perfect princess for the most part. I try and avoid conflict because I know how my natal chart is set up. Do I ever get bout it and have my never scared moments? What, of course. But I do try for the most part to stay calm because I am a mother and I have legacies to leave. Most hotheads are in the graveyard and this issue could have been avoided. I think most of this generation is addicted to pain and struggle and sorrow, honestly. And honestly, I guess I can't really understand or relate with my optimistic ass, but I just can't see being mad in a relationship all the time. It's like complain and remain or praise and be raised. And quite honestly, I'm quiet a lot observing the masses. Everybody is faking and not showing how they genuinely feel, wearing their mask, being an autopilot, existing, not living, including me, including myself at times. Yes, that was a read, child. I'm not exempt, so I don't want you to think just because I'm talking that I'm exempt. We are all human in this. But best to believe I check myself at the door before I ever feel the need to check anyone else. So with that being said, what are we going to do to fix this travesty? My children would need the best of the best because they're being taught how to be their best by the best. Yes, that was another read. And if everybody is faking relationships and orgasms, then I don't know what these next 20 years will be like. Thoughts? So if you have thoughts, you can respond back to this podcast, or you can write on the blog, or whatever the case may be. This podcast will be archived on our YouTube channel. Again, you can find me on all social media at XOLoveSheikah, and it was my pleasure to speak with you today. Let's chat later.